Osiris.
Hey, this is Robert Walter of Robert Walter's 20th Congress. This podcast is part of the Osiris Podcast Network.
Jonathan.
Hi, RJ.
Should we do it live?
Let's do it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is a quick hit from Hampton, Virginia. We did not do a quick hit yesterday, as people have seen, or not seen, rather, because we were doing an event at the Vanguard Brew Pub, and we talked about night one there. So we're going to include a link to the video if you want to watch us yesterday. We talked. We had a guest. We did fish things.
It was fun.
It was really fun. The people at Vanguard were great, and there were a lot of art and poster things going on, too.
Yeah, it was a good crowd, a lot of friendly people. Thank you, everybody, anybody who is hearing this that was there.
Yeah, we appreciate the support. And we announced the winners of the Osiris My Halloween contest, which was fun. And you can see those things on the internet, too.
Do you want to re-announce it just for anybody who's listening here?
Sure, I think we should, yeah. So the three winners, the third place went to a guy who on Twitter is at Harry P. Hood, I think. And he did a funny video of Weezer's Pinkerton. The second place was Brandon Vasquez, who talked about Prince and did a really cool YouTube video of himself in Minneapolis talking about Purple Rain, but also his connection to a famous venue, right?
First Avenue, where they filmed the concert sequences.
Yeah. So that was cool. And then the first place winner, and again, this was from a panel of judges, so it's serious, democracy in action. The winner is this woman, Megan Harvey, and her two sons, who put together a stunning rendition of 1999.
I just want to know, is Megan or one of her sons going to be the one who gets to go in for Halloween?
I heard from her this morning. They're trying to figure out if the whole family of four can go. Yeah.
That's important. Good for them.
So we do have a live audience.
So take everybody.
You guys may hear our friend Patrick laughing. He's good at laughing, and he's really brightening our spirits this morning. Because we didn't.
They don't need to be brightened.
They don't need to be brightened. So Jonathan, we went to this rock concert last night.
Yes.
Opened up with a slow llama. It was like, I didn't realize until looking at the track listing that it was like 7.5 minutes, which seems like a long slow llama.
Well, it's a long llama, but it's not a long slow llama. It's just a llama.
Yeah, that's true. Do you
like Slow Llama?
Yeah, I thought it was great. Okay. It seemed like Trey was really into it.
I like Slow Llama. I like Slow Llama better than I like a fast llama that doesn't go so well.
Yeah, I think Slow Llama gives them a better chance to actually play the song correctly.
Yeah, it's nice to hear the song.
Yeah. So that was first. That was the opener, and then two. Actually, pretty long. There's a Fuego and a Runaway Gym in the first set. But also there's a ton of stuff, and I thought this set was going to end like several different times, but it just wouldn't end. They kept playing, and they kept wanting to play rock and roll music.
It was terrific. I mean, Fuego and Jim were like a dozen minutes each, 11 minutes or something each, and they were really good. Like, Fuego was Fuego. It didn't really go big, but then Jim kind of did, had a nice little jam in there.
Yeah.
And Bug was pretty.
Really nice Bug. I love it. There's Bug and Dirt in the show, which are two of my favorite sort of ballads. I guess Bug isn't really a ballad, but it sort of is.
It's kind of got a ballad.
Is it a ballad?
And it's got slow bits, so yeah. Sure.
And then I thought the 46 Days was going to end the first set, but they did not want to do that because Trey wanted to play Fluffhead, which generally was okay, except that they really, really just... They just missed the landing.
We love you guys. I felt bad actually for Trey right then because I was like, oh man, you know you didn't want that to happen. And it's like, oh,
God. You don't want to like miss the peak when the peak is kind of the point of that whole song.
Right.
But otherwise, it was a really solid first set.
Mound. We shouldn't fail to mention Mound, which was groovy and it's always fun and weird to see and dance to. Frankly,
yeah, it's a strange song. It's hard to figure out, but Tilo is great.
I want to shout out my friend Andy, who after seeing Fish for 25 years, saw his first Tila last night.
That's cool.
Like, that's weird.
And you were looking at the Fishnet stuff, and I think just this first set, like a lot of older songs. I don't know if the whole show was mid 90s average, right?
Yeah, 96 according to their statistical average of debut years. So that's pretty good. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good. And then the second set.
They came back. They played another set.
We were asking people around us, all of our, we had a really good crew down there right on the rail over on Mike's side. And we were asking people during the set break if anyone was interested in stepping into the freezer.
Yes. I was personally interested in stepping into the freezer. And I don't think anybody said no. I think everybody was interested in, you know, how things might be inside a freezer.
Yep. Worked out okay.
Turns out.
Yep. Turns out that was a really long tweezer. Great multiple like segments. I remember, I think I said to you or maybe to Patrick that it like the jam rose from the ashes. It kind of like dissolved into like a quiet space. And I thought that was going to go into some kind of ballad, but then Trey kind of built it back up. It was sort of like a multi-peak jam.
It was great. Cool. I'm sure the proper people on the Twitters are talking about where the modulations and things occurred, but I didn't look at my phone at all last night and hardly this morning still. So I don't know when they happened, but things went down.
Sometimes at Phish concerts, I forget how to use my phone, which is good.
I think it's important to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're distracting and weird and super handy.
Yeah. Super. This is a segment on why phones are good but also bad. So, Jonathan, what were other highlights for you from the second set?
I really love Dirt.
We
just re-listened to Dirt, too. That was gorgeous. I love that. And I like Numberline. I like the placement there.
Yeah.
I, you know, hugged a bunch of people in both my spirit and virtual families, you know, people that I love in all these ways. And they were all there, or many of them were there.
Yeah.
And so, and then when we raged a really great Numberline and then danced our asses off to No Men, which was standard great, I think, you know?
Yeah. And when they played Cavern, same thing happened that happened to me in the first set, which was that I thought Cavern would be the set closer. Now looking back, it was only probably 50 minutes at that point, but to me it felt like a full show, and I was like, okay, this is going to end now.
It's a classic 3.0 fake out.
Yeah, was. Like a late second set Gotta Jabu is a very unexpected call, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. And
the lights during well, the whole thing, the lights are just, especially when we're watching them from the side, it's insane how much those things move around and how crazy they look.
Yeah, I didn't really look at them too much, but I did see they seemed to, a couple points, particularly when I was down there with you guys down the low part.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were really on top of people.
Yeah, yeah. You've heard, like, people have heard or probably seen, it does sometimes look like the lights are going to fall on someone's head, but they never do.
No, they are properly secured. I think we can be reasonably confident about that.
It's really cool to watch them move around. But during the Jabu, also like they lit up the ceiling. I think Patrick got a good picture of that with the rings like all over the ceiling. Anyway,
we should retweet that so people can see the visual thing.
Yeah,
this is otherwise not great radio. Let me tell you about this photograph. There's a really nice photograph of us all outside our, you know, spirit family in front of it before the show. And never mind. We'll just move on.
Okipa.
That was my first Okipa since 3609, actually, at Hampton. Yeah. I missed that, apparently.
Yeah.
So
I thought I was going to go into You Enjoy Myself, but they just didn't. They didn't have time. I think everything in the second set's going into You Enjoy Myself, but sometimes it doesn't.
The Okipa YEM is such a, you know, predictable call that they wanted to swerve the other way.
They did.
And to the Susie.
The Susie. And they were, man, that was pretty cool. People were throwing glow sticks and jumping around about Susie Greenberg, and that was cool. And the encore was really, really great. I love that song, Shine a Light. Everyone was, I guess, expecting a Tweezer reprise, and Trey really thought I think he was pretty proud of himself when he was like, "We'll see you guys tomorrow night." And when they didn't play Tweezer reprise, so I think he like really thought he pulled one over on us.
He did. He's like, "Ha ha! All you people, you're still in the freezer."
Yeah, yeah. And Jonathan has been. He wrote a long paper that I think will be published in some kind of academic journal about the fact that we are still in the freezer until further notice.
And the question is, of course, and the thrust of the article is. Have we, in fact, been in the freezer for quite some time?
So we should we let people listen to some of the Tweezer jam or something else? What do you want to send people?
I think we give them some of the Tweezer and yeah, and we'll see you out there in the world, which is also the freezer. And some of you will see tonight
at
the Fish Rock concert.
Yeah, come say hi to us. We have HF Pod stickers and Osiris stickers and Broke Down Pod stickers and probably other stuff.
Yeah. Don't let me forget my stickers.
I won't. All right, everybody. We'll see you. We'll talk to you tomorrow after the third night. Thank you for your support and for listening. And have a great day out there.